Okay. Well, first of all, just my Malcolm yesterday, I had mentioned that from the Gemara Rabbi Kiva, you see there's a mitzvah, part of mitzvah Picha is to take care of the Tzarchei HaChayla. So Maisa, it wasn't the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramban, the Teres Adam, does say that. He says, Shemini Mahacha. The Bika Cholim is lashing around, but David is not listening. The Bika Cholim Kadesh Yechabdu V'Yirbitzu Lefana V'Yasulay Atzrochem Atzrichem L'Cholyoy V'Yimtzu Nachas Ruach Im Chaveira. I know what he means with that. Nachas Ruach V'Oy Kadesh Yechabdu Dait L'Rachem V'Akashol K'Sanya. He says two Iker Inyonim in Bika Cholim is taking care of his shrachim and davening. And the Ramban fears eyes. This guy brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't know this. Say, he said, Hilkoch, Hamavakas Achayla, Vaibikash Al Rachamim, Loikiem a mitzvah. You're not mispalo. The Ramban says, and I believe that's Lashon Shulchan Aruch as well, Loikiem a mitzvah. Pretty sharp. Tov. Let's see the Gemara Vayita. Yosef of Dimi, Amar, call him back as a chayla, gair him loish yichya. Chol shein him back as a chayla, gair him loish yamas. My grom, ba ila ima, call him back as a chayla, mevakish ol rachmim, she yichya. Chol shein him back as a chayla, mevakish ol rachmim, she yamas. She yamas ha-gadaita. It says, if you back a chayla, you gair him that he should live. You'll die with him. You're not back in the chayla, you're going to die. What? Is he going to die? They should die. Mechlesi. Ella, kol she'en in back in chayla, en in back in shal rachamim, lo yishu yechu, lo yishu yamas. And meila, he might die. So here, the fascinating Ran. Ran says, because he's bothered by Lashon HaGemara, that if you don't come back in chayla, you're not going to be back in shachamim, neither that he should live, nor that he should die. Hilo, like there's a problem, they knock him his power, all that he should die. You don't go, there's a problem, right? The son is not going, because you're knocking his power for him, neither to die, to live or to die. Says the Ran. Because of this Lashna Gemara, the Ran comes out with a huge chiddush. There be night, ach kamar. Pam, shesarach levakash rachim al chayi lo shiyamus. Again. Shemitzayir achayil lemechol yeharbe, v'yef shaloi sheyichye, and he brings a raya for the Gemara in Ksubis by Ashkafti the Rebbe. The Gemara describes the whole process, the whole of Rebbe dying. When it says that the Am said to the Rebbe, in the beginning, that so she said that anyone that would be responsible for Rebbe was sick. So anyone that leaves, they get killed, they come down, no one's over there. Then what happened was she saw Kim the Chazoi, Amsa the Rebbe, the Al Kamazim the Beis Akisei. He had to go a few times to the bathroom. Ba'anach Tfilah, the. What was the film? Cholat Tfilah. Cholat Tfilah. Become a tzair. And crazy Rashi over there. Rashi says that the tsar was they could take him off of his throne. That was the big tsar. Mamal Ryan. So Bel she said, Amra, he ratson she yechayfa yainim es tachtainim. Klaimar, the lame was Rabbi. Shemacha kamar, amavaka chayla ma'iloi betfilasa. So if you're mavaka chayla, you're going to help. Both. You see the chayil, you see how what state is in, so your tefillah will be more belief shalim. Mishenim abakrai, ainit zaruch loyim mishenim ma'ila lichyais al afila hechad ikalei hana b'misa afila ois is utrasi ainim aneyu. Even that is not gonna. So this rounds the Gemara Chiddush, saying that sometimes, certain situations, Elad Mispala Shaddai. But the Vinam Shem Sham Zalman, Sham Zalman said, at the same time, when you're davening for the Shaddai, you also have to Mechal Shabbos to save him. In the Chodesh Yesh Mishchana, you have to save him. Mechal Shabbos to save him. As you're davening for him to die, you have to Mechal Shabbos to save him. Okay. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva from Moshe based on this run. Moshe writes that a chayla sofani, what should we call it? What? Hospice, or whatever you mean for that. The chayla is going to die. What? Terminal ill patient. That's what I'm looking for. A terminally ill patient, Sakhar Moshe. The question is, are you mechuyev to do something to extend his life? There's some operation that he could do to extend his life. So Moshe says, you're not mechuyev. He brings your ayah from the Sugan Subis. You see that sometimes it's a small person, he dies, should die. And like Midan Amsi the Rebbe in Iran, Meili says, so maybe that's the Baisha. So Mechagavna, you're not Mechuyev to go ahead. Now, the person is suffering, you just keep him alive. You're not Mechuyev, you know, do anything, Chas V'Shalom, says the Baisha, to shorten his life for 1 second. If you do that, you're a Tzeach. On the other hand, you're not Mechuyev to go and do something to Kumba say to extend his life if that's in his living, his life is very torturous and in a lot of pain. And these trials these days are very, you know, very common. You know, people living longer these days and older people, and there's a lot of these trials that come up very often. Yeah. Well, first of all, that's worse. That's the pile. That's what Kumba says. You daven. So Kolshkein, you're not mechuyev to go do an operation. That's Sheval Taisa. She did something the pile actively to the Asian dog. Also, if I don't do the operation, also Hashem's going to decide whether you should kill him or not. And then she made it, they stopped down. What she told me there, she made a noise, she stopped them. She dropped something, right? She made them step down also. It wasn't just she was putting herself against them. She got her way.
Isn't it a riot that you could actually actively shorten someone's life?
What?
It should be a riot that you could shorten someone's life.
No, but they said, like Dave said, that's all you're supposed to do with the Bnei Shalom. Hey, you're actually doing it yourself.
That's also telling them.
Okay, so you can shoot a guy in the head and say it's telling Baruch Shalom also. No. The question is, we mechuyev to go ahead and do an operation. What? What? He's talking about a guy in the case of the Ran, where you're not a daven, they should die. Right? Because even Shem Zalman, there was a shuva that also, Shem Zalman, I still have my paper. Shem Zalman was talking about a case. That there was a girl. That was a suffix whether or not the operation would help. Even if it would help, it would make her. should be paralyzed. So there, Rav Shlomo Zalman also says, he said that even though his whole shmooze about, you know, life is precious, even without, quote unquote, we talk about today, quality of life. But he says, though, in that case, since the life of someone who's paralyzed is very, very difficult for the person himself and other people around him, male, in that situation, you'd have the spur of the Ran. Male, he says, over there, also, he says, you're not mechuyev to go do an operation. Especially since it's a suffix whether the operation will help anyway. So you're asking, so that's what he's saying, it's a stereotype, so why is it different than Michal Shabbos? Tough. Let's think about that. Okay, right. Rav Yoimer Kadmo the Cholish Amar Lahoin like Tigul Inish like Lister Mazlei. First day they were sick, he would say not to spread the word. So it shouldn't be like an iron. It shouldn't be Rav Mazlei. Kaveilach Amar Lahoin Poikav Achriza B'Shuka. Go, spread the word. Chol the Sanili Lichtili Ksimin Fal Vechal Tismach. Those that hate me, they'll be happy, but then they'll be over on Fal Vechal Tismach. In the beginning, he didn't want to say anything. I guess maybe he thought that maybe if he was just a little bit sick, he'll get better. But more than one day, then he wanted the tefillas. Amar Rav, call back as a chayla mitzvah dish of the heaven. Shemar Ashrei Maskel Dal, Yoyim Ro, Yimatei Hashem, in a bad day, Hashem will protect him, will save him. Ein Dal Chayla, Shemar Madle, Midala Yivats Eini. Inami Medenkra Maduata Kacha Dal Ben Amelech. Baker Baker. By what's his name? Amnon Tamar. So you're looking sick. Dal is Lashon of sick. So what does it say? Ashrei Maskel Dal. Yoyim Roi Matei Hashem. So a person is maskil, meaning he's back chayla, and he helps the chayla, then Hashem will protect you from Yoimra. What's Yoimra? Vein Ra'al Gehenim, Shanema, Kol Poyel Hashem Maneu. Gam Rasha li Yoimra. Rasha is awaiting the Yoimra. So you see, that's Gehenim, obviously. So you see, Ra is called Gehenim. In Bikir Maskharai, he's back chayla, what's his schar? In fact, the more we maskharai. That's the schar. El maschar b'el mazeh. Hashem yishpreyu v'chayeyu v'oyish v'oretz v'al t'nei b'nefesh oyevav. So what's this whole thing? Hashem yishmreyu v'yetzara. Hashem will save him from the yetzara. V'chayeyu m'nei yisurim. You won't have yisurim. V'oyish v'oretz v'oretz yu hakam eskabdim boy. He'll be a lucky person. He'll be everyone will be miskabed by. Considered a chashuv person. Al tenei b'nefesh oyevav she yizdamnu loyreim kinama chiripoy estras tzratoy. Hashem will have good friends. Yizdamnu loyreim kiruchovim shechukas malchusoy. He won't have friends like Ruchovim had friends. Because Naaman's friends, they told him to go to Elisha to be healed. You want to go, the whole story. So he had friends that convinced him to go and he didn't get healed. Rechavim had friends that messed him over. Because of that, the Malchus was split. Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda came about because he listened to his friends. Tanya Rishim Elazarimer, he was explaining what happened. Yehim Lecha Yeladim B'nei Uskenim Star Shmel Uskenim Baltishim Lecha Yeladim. Shebinyan Yiladim Stira, Ustira Zakein and Binyan. Vasimil Davi Rechav Ben Shlaima. So if you have all older people telling you to destroy, so you listen to them. You don't listen to the kids that are telling you to build because they're talking about it. The Maisa with Rechavim is the Raya, says the Ran. So I didn't say, but if you look at the Pesukim over there, what happened was, they came to Rechavim, and after he took after Shlaim Melech, they said that, you know, Shlaim Melech worked them very hard, and they wanted that Rechavim should ease off on them. So Rechavim consulted with the Zkenim, and they said that, right, you should listen to them, because if you're establishing Yimlucha now, you want the people to be with you. So if you'll give in to them a little bit, they'll be on your side, and your malchus will be strengthened. Then he went to ask his buddies, and they told him that no, Adar Abba, if your father, the Lashon is exactly your father, you know, there's one thing you should do, you know, make it much worse for them. And he listened to them. Because of that, okay, right, what's the name came to him? Yeravim came to him with a whole bunch of people, and he turned them down. He said, Adam, I'm going to make it worse. And then they rebelled, and that's when the whole Yeravim split, and Yeravim became Melech Yisrael. Amar Rav Shisha, Breid Rav Idi, Lo Yilisir Inish, Katsira, Lo Yibetla Shoy, Kadmais, Lo Yibetla Shoy, Basrayis, and Diyayimah, Yech Lo Yilisir, Vaitim, and Rachmi. What does it mean? Lisad inish katsira, says the Ran. Lo lisad inish, lo yivaker. Lisad pchudas kol adam v'targaminon v'siada. So visiting some big chayil was called lisad. You shouldn't visit a chayil the first 3 hours of the day and the last 3 hours of the day. Why? Says the Ran, because the first 3 hours he feels good. So here also you see really, like Rabban said, the importance of tefillah and bikachaylim, and the Gemara's Hagan's halachas surrounding that. That you shouldn't visit in the first 3 hours. Gemara Nadavin. Basrayis Takav Cholshe. Kasavashulhu Ba'af Mefes Tikva. Misyayish Merachim. Okay, last 3 days he's feeling bad. He said, forget it, it's all over. Everybody's not going to bother davening. Like upon him, this is really, here you see that how integral a davening is in the midst of Chayim. Mam Rabban of Rab, Menayin Shekhar Baruch Hu, Zonis HaChol, Shinem, Yisadein, Hashem Yisadeinu, Al Erez Dvai. Here you see then with, I guess, a lotion of Suda, not a lotion of Bikur. Amar Rabban, Nayish Hashchina Shuru Yilamayla Mitas Shalchayla Shneim Hashem Yisadenu Aleres Dvay. Tana Mihachi. Hanichz Vakas Achayla Yesh Lagav Mita Lagav Sabs Lagav Kisel El Masat Yesh Lagav Karak Vayish Hashchina Shuru Yilamayla Mitas Shalchayla Shneim Hashem Yisadenu Aleres Dvay. Zakt Ran. According to this Gemara, you go visit a chayil, you're not allowed to sit. Lo gabe safs, lo gabe kisei. So the Zohar Ran, and no, it's not a problem because this is talking about when the chayil is on the ground. So then, if you sit in a chair, you're saying hi to kavyach and the shekhinah. But if the chayil is on a bed, then there's no problem. Amar Rav, mitzvah marava sahada. This bar has absolutely nothing to do with even the dar of the chayil. Totally random, but it's Rav and Amar Rav. Mitra b'marava, you may like a huge run, all half Maseches Machpois here, but don't worry about it, we're not going to do it. Mitra b'marava, Sada Rabba Pras. So it rains in Marava, which is Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rak, Jared Mother Eretz Yisrael made all of Pras, Mabavo. Shekol Shu Gadol, if the Euphrates is big, then that shows Apishal Yard Gushamim, and Yard Gushamim, Eretz Yisrael. And the rain from Eretz Yisrael comes to Bavo, the Nafkamina, Shasu Litval Boy. What's a Nafkamina? Because, well, they could be table in the river. What's the story? Says the Ran, Mefi, Shein Meg Shamim Anoidfim, Metarim Bezaychlin, El Baj Bayer. Rainwater could be used as a mikvah, but not, meaning it has to be still water, and not running water. Kloimar, the Kov of Kaimik, the Sam Bezafri, Imam Mayim Metar Bezaychlin, Mikvah Metar Bezaychlin, Achloimach Mayim Abar Mayim Metar Bezaychlin, Mikvah Mashbayerin. So mikvah cannot be moving. And a mayan could be moving, or a river could be moving. That's all shaila. And then the bone colony, you got to use a pool for a mikvah, there's a filter, etc. Hilkah kol heichad iklu mecha shem erobu noif and al zeichlin aser. So the problem is, if there's more rainwater than the original water of the river, so then the pshat is, since it's mostly rainwater, and rainwater cannot be used if it's zeichlin. Only as a mikvah. So therefore, if there's a lot of rainwater, then it passes the river to be used as a mikvah. Then it's okay. Shmuel says, you see the rains, the rivers go up. The answer is, like Maran Tain is, when it rains, the double amount of water comes from below than from the rain. So man, by definition, it's not shayach that the rain should be more than the natural river water, which comes from underground sources. So the Gemara said, "Plead the Shmuel, the Shmuel." That the steer in Shmuel. I'm a Shmuel. Ain't my inventory bezayichlin. Hello, pras bein betishrei v'olvad. So he says that only when could pras bein betishrei. So what's so special about Yom Tishrei? Yom Tishrei is no rain before the rainy season. It's after the whole summer where whatever snow melted is already gone. So therefore, Pras, Yom Tishrei, you have no problem, no chash, that there's more rainwater than there is river water. Here, the Ran, I'm not going to read the whole Ram, the Ran explains that really the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Because it's not Lav Dafka Pras. Really, it's not only the Pras, but all the rivers. But Ran's like this, in short. Ran says there's a concept, there's a river which is Mayim HaMachazvin. Sometimes the river that even once in a blue moon, it'll dry up. So by such a river, then you can't be Saimuch, you can't be Taival there. Because even in normal circumstances, because you don't know what the minimal amount of water that river has. Because once in a while it could dry up. But if you have a normal river, yeah, and you know, it's like this, if you know what the bottom line is, it never gets below this. So then you can figure out if there's more rainwater or not. Then that's okay. So what we're saying, B'yamei Tishrei, is only if you don't know. You don't know what the bottom line is. You don't know what the lowest point where the river goes to. You can't figure out is there more rainwater than the river itself. Right? So therefore, you don't know, then you can only be Saimuch. Where there's chances are there's no rainwater there now because it's 6 months after rainy season, and whatever rainwater was there is gone. But if you do know, says the Ran, what the bottom line is, any river, so you can figure it out. You know that a meter, 2 meters high, that's the minimal of this thing. So then, you know, if it's not more than double that, then you know that for sure it's okay. So, Avud Shmuel would, and here also the Ran explains that in the winter they had mikvahs in the house. In the summer, when people were going outside, people were being tayel on the river. But over here, there's a chash. Right after the winter, there's a chash that there's too much rainwater there, so they couldn't be tayel in the river itself. Therefore, he made mikvahs like I guess next to the river. And that's the Yom Nisan. And Mafsi B'Yom Tishrei was that in Yom Tishrei with no chash of too much rainwater. So then they would be tayvel in the river itself. And then he made mats for them, Ranas Lipshatim, either for Tznius or he put them in the bottom of the river so that the mud shouldn't go on them, and then the Shpich Shash of Hatzitza.